Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The right fielder, Carden Gillenwater. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Yost reaches second base with a double. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a line drive to right field. Doby throws towards the plate. Hegan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hegan. Yost scores. Kozar moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kozar scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boudreau applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is hit by the pitch. Mitchell moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell scores. Tucker moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 2-1, Senators. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Gillen Water settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillenwater hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudson strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater strikes out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bearden hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Bearden moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Christman moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn pinch hits for Sid Hudson. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Welteroth now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welteroth fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick is walked intentionally. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alcozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cozar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gillenwater hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bearden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bearden covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.